Good morning and welcome to worship with the people of Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for the gift of technology and that you can join us this morning via live stream. This is currently being live streamed on our YouTube page. We're having some difficulties with Facebook, but I've just posted the live link for our YouTube page. You should just click on it and it'll take you right there. But if you need to, go to youtube.com, search Holly Grove Lutheran Church, and today's service should pop up. We have a few announcements. Today is our last day of being virtual, so the life of the church and all of our activities go back to normal tomorrow. So that means tomorrow evening at 6:30, Lutheran Men in Mission will meet in our fellowship hall. Bible study is Tuesday at 7 p.m. And our chicken barbecue, which was postponed, will be this Saturday. Neil would like to make an announcement about that.
Support us next Saturday for the chicken barbecue. Hopefully the second time will work better than the first. And the Lutheran Men in Mission will be in the picnic shelter tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night at the picnic shelter. Okay. And for the chicken barbecue next week, you're just gonna come on, drive through the parking lot. It'll be very clear of what you're to do, but you will not need to get out of your car. It'll just be a drive-through situation. I do have a card to read today, a card from Mavis Hall. Recently, we had a prayer shawl that we blessed for her. She says, "Dear friends in Christ, thank you so much for your thoughtfulness and the prayer shawl. I hope to be back worshiping with you again soon. Regards to all, Mavis." We also have a couple of additions to our prayer list. Didn't find these out until yesterday, so they didn't make their way into the bulletin. But Donnie and Debbie Parsons each have a breakthrough case of COVID, and they are at home and not feeling well, so please hold them in your prayers. Also, last week we added to our friends and family prayer list James Flo, brother-in-law of Sherry Proctor, who has COVID. This week he was transferred to the ICU and really isn't making any progress. So please continue to hold him in prayer, as well as his wife who has COVID, and their young daughter Lexi is not feeling well either. So we actually have three prayer shawls this morning. One for Lexi, their daughter. Rosalind, the wife, already has one. We have one for James. Neil, will you hold that while we bless it? And then Sherry has also asked us to pray for her mother-in-law, Doris Poplin, who is not doing well. So let us pray. God, we give you thanks that you hear our prayers, both the ones that we verbalize and the ones that remain in our hearts and our minds. This morning, we want to lift up to you our brothers and sisters, Debbie and Donnie Parsons, who are at home struggling their way through breakthrough cases of COVID. God, please be with them. Help heal their bodies and give them comfort and peace. We also pray for James, Rosalind, Lexi, and Doris. God, as they feel the weight of these prayer shawls around them, may they also feel the weight of the love and prayers of Holly Grove Lutheran Church surrounding them. We are not just the church here in this place, but we are the church, part of the church all over the world. And so help us to love and pray for these brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. I have one more announcement. On Friday evening, the North Carolina Synod held a commissioning ceremony for the second cohort of lay preachers that they have been training. And our very own Joe Davis was commissioned on Friday night. Joe is going to be preaching for us in two Sundays, October 10th, and we are going to commission him, send him with our blessing as he continues this ministry, and we will celebrate with him. We have a couple of birthdays this week. John Payne and Carolina Conrad, and Tim and Sharon Everhart have a wedding anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Generous God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First reading today, Numbers chapter 11. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again, and if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing. Cucumbers, melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them? That you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a sucking child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give all these people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us some meat to eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone, for they ate too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once. If I have found favor in your sight, do not let me see my misery." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you." So Moses went out and told the people of the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it in the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of the chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would all that the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm today is from Psalm 19, and will be read responsively. Read my whole verse, excuse me. "The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than such fine gold. Sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is a great reward. Who can detect one's own offenses? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins, and let them not get dominion over me. Then I shall be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The second lesson today comes from the book of James, the 5th chapter. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are they any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to him, Jesus, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us. But Jesus said, do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able to soon afterwards speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm going to offer the children's sermon here from the pulpit and pull it up on my phone because I forgot to print it out. So in the Old Testament times, only a few leaders and a few people had the gift of the Holy Spirit. Most of them were prophets who were people set apart by God to do God's work. Moses was one of these people who had the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hear this verse again that Mr. Neal read just a couple of moments ago. Moses said, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on all of those people. Well, we know that on the day of Pentecost, just shortly after Jesus had died and risen and ascended into heaven, that the Spirit of God was poured out upon all people. And it's poured out upon all of us in our baptism. So everybody at Holly Grove and everybody in the church throughout the whole world has the gift of the Holy Spirit inside of us. So all those years ago when Moses said, "Would that all the Lord's people would have the Lord's Spirit poured out upon them," well, we do, because in baptism, when we are adopted as God's children, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever, which means that the Holy Spirit is within us and with us forever. When you were baptized, the pastor would have said this prayer: "Sustain them with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen." That Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the knowledge of the fear of the Lord, and the Spirit of joy in God's presence, is the Spirit that God has given all of us. So for you out there, can you repeat after me? I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. All of us have been. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for the gift of baptism. In our baptism, you adopted us as your children, and you gave us your Holy Spirit forever. Help us to remember that you are with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We've all heard or used the phrase, "Don't judge a book by its cover." It's an idiom or metaphorical phrase that means we shouldn't judge the value or worth of something by its outward appearance. Because appearances can be deceiving, because things aren't always what they seem. So I want to ask us, have any of us ever judged a book by its title? So for example, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is about a lion, a witch, and a wardrobe. But the book Little Women isn't actually a book about little women. Or the book How to Kill a Mockingbird isn't an instructional book on how to hunt and kill mockingbirds. So I wonder how many of us have judged the fourth book of the Bible, Numbers, by its title. Are there any of us who've never read or even considered reading the book of Numbers because we think it might be similar to a math book or a book filled with statistics or other kinds of numbers? Well, I think that the book of Numbers has gotten a bad rap. So let's set the record straight a little bit. The book we know as Numbers has the title In the Wilderness in Hebrew. Hebrew is the original language that the Old Testament was written in. And when the Bible was translated into Greek and then English, its title was changed to Numbers because the first couple of chapters recount a census that was taken of the Israelites after they left Sinai, after the giving of the law. So the book of Numbers isn't really about numbers. It's in the wilderness, and it tells the story, the history of the Israelites as they wandered through the wilderness following their departure from Sinai and before they entered the promised land. It's actually a really lovely book of the Bible, and I encourage you to read it sometime. So today's Old Testament lesson is a story about God's presence and God's provision in the wilderness. Sadly, the people can't see it because their faulty memory has them weeping for what they left behind in Egypt. They are so preoccupied with the nostalgia from their false memory of the past that they are unable to recognize God's presence and provision for them in the present. Now, on the surface, it appears that these community-wide complaints are about food. Listen, if only we had meat to eat. Remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. I can almost hear an adolescent's voice. There's nothing at all but this manna for us to look at. Not only are they misremembering what life was like in Egypt, somehow they've conveniently forgotten the back-breaking labor and the drowning of babies, but they have a dissatisfaction for what God has provided for them in the present. Their ingratitude, their craving for something other than what God has given them, has caused them to reject God's provision. Their false memory and complaining has them longing to return to their lives of slavery in Egypt. You know, the good old days. Both God and Moses are angered at the people's complaints. Moses has had it with the people. He's weary from their complaints, which are blinding them to the grace of God at hand. But God doesn't give up on the people. God doesn't leave them behind in the wilderness. Despite their complaining that what God has given them isn't good enough, despite their ungrateful and greedy behavior, God stays with them. God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God not only stays with them, but God offers the very gift, the very spirit that God had first given to Moses, and extends it to dozens of others to help Israel as they continue to journey through the wilderness. We are journeying through a wilderness ourselves. We are 19 months into a global pandemic that we really thought would just last a couple of weeks. And although our wilderness is different in some ways than the one that the Israelites experienced, in some ways, it's similar as well. We find ourselves in this in-between season. We are in between pre-pandemic life and post-pandemic life. Like the Israelites, we are living still in a lot of uncertainty because we don't know when or how this in-between season will end. And we don't know what life will really look like afterwards. I've heard many folks say that they just want the pandemic to be over. And don't get me wrong, I really, really do too. But I've also heard many folks say that when the pandemic is over, they want to go back to normal. But the truth is, we can't go back. We cannot go back to the way that things were. We can't go back to a pre-pandemic world or a pre-pandemic life. Because we have been through a pandemic, we're still in the midst of it, and the world has changed. And we have changed. In wilderness times, God is always with those who wander through it. And God uses the wilderness to transform us more and more into the likeness and fullness of Christ. In their wilderness struggles, the Israelites focused on the past instead of the ways that God was with them in the present. Their nostalgia hindered them from experiencing the presence and the provision and the grace of God in the present. We need to resist the temptation to want to go back to the way that things were. And instead witness the ways that God is with us in this wilderness and the ways that God is caring and providing for us in it so that we can go into a future more fully transformed into the likeness of Christ and a future in which God is calling us to love and care for our neighbors. So in the midst of this wilderness we find ourselves in, we are learning that we are a little bit more than the Israelites than we would like to admit. God has saved and redeemed us. And in the waters of baptism, we are buried with Christ, dying to sin and rising again to new life. And yet we crave and desire that which enslaves us instead of the freedom from sin that God gives. We aren't always satisfied with God's gifts and provisions. And so often we crave for and complain for more than what God provides. Whether it be money or possessions or social prestige or something else, we so often force God to accommodate us and our desires. We forget that God's provision is a gift and we somehow twist it into something that we think we deserve and something that we think should serve our own self-interests. We, like the Israelites, demand God's grace on our terms, and it prevents us from seeing and experiencing the grace of God that is right in front of us. But just like the Israelites, God doesn't give up on us. Despite our complaining that what God gives isn't good enough, despite our selfish and greedy behavior, God stays with us. God doesn't abandon us in our sinful ways. God invites us to God's table to receive forgiveness of sin as God feeds us with Christ's body and blood. And God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit who abides with us and within us forever, journeying with us our whole life long, even in the wildernesses of life. Brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in a wilderness that none of us wants to be in, but we are not here alone. God is with us, steadfastly and faithfully abiding with us, even in our sinful ways. And God is at work transforming us by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might become more and more like Jesus, so that even while we're in the wilderness, we can love and serve others with the love of God, but that when this wilderness is over, we can go out into the world and help transform and love the world that God so loves. Truly, our God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come and judge living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. May children and heirs of God promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. We pray for the church and its ministry. Bless the newly baptized and encourage them in their journey of faith. Sustain all members of the body of Christ in lives of prayer, service, and worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for natural wonders of your creation. Restore damaged forests, waterways, and natural habitats, and lead us to be good stewards of what you have provided. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for those in authority. Give them wise minds and compassionate hearts. Strengthen in them a desire to protect the vulnerable and care for those underserved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are struggling with cancer, dementia, or any other disease. Provide them with peace and resilience for the days ahead. Sustain caregivers with energy and patience. Come quickly to help of all who are grieving and all those who suffer in any way, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Harold and Myra, Gary and Judy, Bill, Sherry, Donnie and Debbie, the family of Jimmy Beck, Raven and Tim, Gracie, our family and friends listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud or on our lips silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the worship leaders of this congregation, musicians, assisting ministers, acolytes, ushers, and the streamer and sound workers. Bless us through their ministry and grant them the passion to continue in their service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for all your saints, those we have loved and known, and those from every time and place. Continue to guide us by their example and reassure us of your promised salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you. Peace be with you.
Peace.
Peace. At this time, I invite you to continue to provide your offering, to give your offering to the church and to the Lord. There are a couple of ways you can do this in the absence of meeting together in person. You can always mail in your tithe or bring it by the office. Or you can go online and offer your tithe on our website. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need. Awaken us to the needs of others. And at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, God rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Which all means, go in peace, serve the Lord, until your heart looks like God's heart. Thanks be to God. Amen.